This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, Bucks Bulletin Edition for Week 10, Seahawks Buccaneers in Germany. The Bucks Bulletin is the brainchild of my friends at Brandon Legal Group. They are longtime supporters and participants of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments, including the upcoming Todd Wright Tour XXXIX. That is our annual golf tournament and holiday spectacular at my home course, West Chase Golf Club, December 10th, which is a Saturday morning. We will have a four-person team event, Secret Santa, catering provided by Papa John's of Tampa Bay, as well as PDQ of West Chase. If you would like to join us for a fun morning, early afternoon of golf, and you've never played in the Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournament, email toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. If you have a legal need, Brandon Legal Group is a full-service law firm. Full service may mean child support adjustment. Full service may mean post-judgment. Full service may mean domestic violence injunction. If you'd like to find out if full service means what you need, free consultation. Yes, I'm doing two things at once. 844-4BLG-4ME, 844-4BLG-4ME, or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. They are your full service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area, and I look forward to seeing Jeremy and the Brandon Legal Group foursome at Todd Wright Tour XXXIX. Already up to 39. Someone said, will you catch, since my inspiration for naming my golf tournaments is off Super Bowls. This year's Super Bowl is LVII. I have already booked golf tournaments through XLI. Will you reach Super Bowl? I don't know if I'll get there. I don't know if I'll get to the point where we've done as many golf tournaments as Super Bowls. We'll see. I'm proud of what we have done, and Brandon Legal Group has been a big supporter of that. Fourth year of the Bucks Bulletin. I think it's pretty simple. It might not necessarily be accurate, but I don't, as we sit here on a Wednesday early evening when I'm recording this, looking ahead to the game in Germany on Sunday morning, remember, it's another Sunday morning game. So if you plan to sleep in, you have to make some lineup decisions if you have Seahawks or Buccaneers players before you go to bed or when you wake up, because you'll get some inactives as early as 8 a.m. Eastern time as it relates to your Buccaneer or Seahawks players. From the Seahawks standpoint, Geno Smith has been a QB1 without question for about a month and a half now. And I know he has saved the day for some owners who had made an investment in other quarterbacks that didn't pan out early in the season. And he has stayed in the lineup ever since. Tyler Lockett and DK Metcalf are both starting wide receivers. I consider them both. While Lockett's numbers, I updated the big board after week 8, and Lockett was in the top 20 wide receivers. Metcalf was not, but Metcalf owners are just happy that he avoided significant injury a few weeks ago. But Lockett and Metcalf they're both wide receiver two type plays. If you own them, you've been playing them every week, and more often than not, they've done the job for you. They're not going to put up a huge number for you. You know, the term high ceiling or a spike, but they've been consistent in giving you point production, and you just keep rolling them out every week. Walker has been an outstanding running back. His season numbers aren't as impressive as the back is because he wasn't healthy at the beginning of the season. But some smart fantasy owners made the investment in him or made an early trade to acquire him. I mean, running backs every week that you feel really good about having in your lineup are Chubb, Henry, Barkley, Run CMC, Eckler since week two. Josh Jacobs has some big numbers. He's definitely an RB1, but you sort of wonder with the Raiders issues how long that can continue. And Ramondre has been, who's on a bye this week, has been terrific the last month and a half. So he's right there, if not as good, or he's as good as all those guys I mentioned for the last month plus. I wish I owned him. From a kicking standpoint, Jason Myers is really good. And he gets a lot of attempts because Pete Carroll doesn't go for it a lot, where he would just appreciate having the 3 points and let's add to our score and move on. I have owned Myers for a while now and have been very happy with him. He's had some big games, and even his bad games aren't so bad because Seattle scores points. If you are in an outdated 20th century mandatory tight end starting league, mandatory tight end starter league, Will Dissly is someone. Will Dissly's kind of one of the poster child. Children for why I don't think you should play mandatory tight end, because it's very random what he's going to produce. You're excited when he does because it doesn't happen consistently. So I'll just say that about Will Dissly. When I do play, and I've played a couple of daily games recently, I just haven't been as into it. I've been more into my season-long leagues where I'm fourth place in one through 9 weeks, second place in the other through 9 weeks. Disley's, you know, one of those inexpensive options at tight end where you save money for people who are going to generate more points. All right, for the Bucks, let's actually go in reverse order. There clearly has been an emphasis to get Kate Otten more involved. He had the winning touchdown against the Rams. You know, I'd say Otten is below Dissly from a daily standpoint. I don't think from a season-long standpoint that you can just say, yeah, I'm going with Kate Otten. You don't have enough to go on yet. Again, get out of those outdated mandatory tight end leagues. If you're in a league like mine where we use the wide receiver tight end flex, you don't have to worry about Will Dissly or Kate Otten. The only tight ends you have to worry about are Travis Kelce or a healthy Mark Andrews, or if you want to have some fun and plug in Taysom Hill, or now TJ Hockenson, now that he's on the Minnesota Vikings after the injury to Irv Smith. Zach Ertz is top five, but that's about it. And those are the only tight ends you would have to worry about if you played in a wide receiver tight end flex league instead of mandatory tight end. From a wide receiver standpoint, Mike Evans limited on Wednesday. I mean, he's going to go. I've owned Chris Godwin for almost a month now, and I may look to move him. I'd like to get away from him missing next week, the bye week. Brady seems to look his way a lot, but it's not very far downfield. These little quick throws in the flat or these bubble screens, Godwin's not making anybody miss. The defenses see this coming. Godwin doesn't look very explosive at all. So while there's volume there, there's also a lot of missed connections where I tell you targets are overrated. Look at receptions, but also the yards per catch to me are going down, where I know the season numbers even going into last week were about 10 yards per catch. Excuse me. It just doesn't look that way right now. And Godwin is still getting healthy, but now, I mean, you raise the question, is he going to be 100% at any point this year? So I think Evans is clearly a better play than Godwin is. Godwin needs a breakout game. And I'm not sure at this point when or if that is going to happen. Then you get to Fournette. Amidst talk from beat writer in The Athletic and others that, you know, Fournette is not going to be as involved as his snap counts were early in the season, with the exception of the Kansas City game, where his snap count was down in the blowout. Fournette doesn't seem to like this. I wouldn't like it either for Fournette. You want to keep him mentally connected and involved. Without him out there, I think it forces Brady to make quicker throws to other people because he likes throwing to Fournette, who makes those grabs out of the backfield. And I don't have a lot of faith that a Jason Light drafted running back is worth a damn, because the previous five or six were not, with the exception of a game here or there from Ronald Jones, who couldn't even make a contribution in Kansas City. And you look at their backfield, and it's a different player seemingly every quarter who is out there next to Patrick Mahomes. As far as picking up or playing White, I know in one of my leagues, White was available as of today. I thought about it, and at this point, I decided against it. I just think Fournette is the better option, and he's the guy that will be on the field more often than not going forward, and maybe he needs some rest through the bye off Germany, that White isn't going to get you enough to justify starting him. It's very speculative. You can say it's a stash for down the road, but I just don't see Fournette being out of the lineup enough to make White significant. And as far as Tom Brady, nothing's really changed. He's not really a QB1. He's on the fringe. You could do a lot better. Many of you have been plugging and playing in place of Tom Brady, waiting for him to have a breakout game. Just because he has a late drive to win a game doesn't mean it was a breakout game. Seattle's gotten better defensively. Seattle's kind of everything the Bucs aren't. They have quality coaching. They seem to play hard all the time. There's enthusiasm there. They have a chip on their shoulder. I think it's interesting that these teams are playing this week. Seattle's been the better team through 9 weeks. I think they are the better team in week 10. It's a neutral site. It's a much longer trip for Seattle than it is for Tampa Bay. So we'll see. But I've said for weeks you could do better than Brady as your quarterback. And Geno Smith was one of those examples when we started talking about that. And Ryan Suckup, sure, you can keep trotting him out because he's one of the top kickers in fantasy football. So there you go. Any individual questions that you have as it relates to your teams, whether it involves Bucks or Seahawks players or on the grander scale, I'll be cutting a Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. I believe it'll be episode 41 or 42 within the next 24 hours. You can email me your fantasy questions anytime at right.todd@yahoo.com. Thanks for listening to this edition of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Bucks Bolton for week 10, Bucks Seahawks. And we'll talk to you in, we'll still talk to you next week. We'll still sneak in an edition next week on the bye because we do 16 weeks. No, actually, we've changed that, right? Yeah, we'll talk to you in 2 weeks. I apologize since we go to week 17 now with the 18-week season.